I'm interviewing Delbert Del Hayward. It is the 12th of October. We're in the apartment that he was provided. And I am hoping that we will be talking about his family life today. So I guess we could start with your family and when you were a kid. Parents and grandparents.
My parents were Frank and Alice Hayward, and my mother passed away when she was 27. She got acute contact tuberculosis. That was a bad thing. It's like cancer today. It killed a lot of people. At that time, there was a lot of there was no cure for it for a long time. It killed quite a few people from back home. I can remember about 30 in a month. That's a lot of people, in a small community where I come from. It's a high percentage of them.
Yeah.
There was other communicable diseases too that came along later that did a lot of damage like that. My dad's a fisherman in the salmon industry, and he had his own boat. That's where I learned how to fish, was under his guidance. He taught me all I know about it. And that's what I wanted to become. And it turned out the industry, the fishing business went out pretty sour. And so I had to make up my mind whether I wanted to continue on in the fishing industry or get back in school. And fishing was my first choice, but I didn't do it. I still wanted to be a fisherman. So when I got married, in 1959 actually, and worked for Standard Oil for 4 years, and I got out of high school and I didn't continue on with school of any kind, go to college or anything like that. And I was about 26 when I decided to get back into school, and that's where I went to RCA Institute in Los Angeles back in 1962. And I was down there for about 2 years, 18 months actual school, but then we had 4 months of, we had to give up additional classes for math and sciences. It was actually a requirement for that course, so they sent us to school for an additional 2 months, or 4 months actually for that. So all totals is a 22-month course. 18 months specifically for the electronic training, and 4 months for the prerequisites training. Like I said, it was a course that later on became up here at the university, the industrial course that they gave up here for a degree, bachelor's degree. You didn't get a degree for mine. But it served us well. I mean, it got us good jobs, and when the training was pretty extensive, because we had to jam everything in that 18 months that normally would take 4 years. again, as you know, because NASA wanted technicians as soon as possible. So when we got graduated, actually before we graduated, there were companies in the industry were coming out trying to entice us to get out of school a couple of months before that, because they wanted us so bad, you know. They'd come in for interviews before we graduated. This job out here is a lot of us that lived in Alaska and wanted to come back chose to take this one here in Fairbanks. I would say 60-70% of the students that got interviewed from Alaska chose to come back up here.
How about brothers or sisters?
I got 14 brothers and sisters. My dad had 6 in the first and 8 in the second. He got married after my mother died. When I was about 12 years old. And then from that family he had 8. Pretty much all of them were fishermen, you know, and they followed the fishing trade. I had an older sister that got into the, got her CPA and worked for a jewelry company for a lot of years. And I had a younger sister that married some guy that she went to high school with down in the lower 40s, I forgot where it was. She ended up going to Oklahoma and raising family down there. Loudon, Oklahoma. And the other brothers all became, we all started out in fishing, but yet we branched out in four brothers, all my brothers, went on to become journeyman carpenters. They're doing real well in the building trade.
Do you stay in touch with them?
Yeah, that's something that seemed to be paramount in my life. We were separated so much, you know, that all the time we were in Haines, I think we were pretty tight group, you know, the first time. We maintained that relationship all our lives, even though we were separated, you know, when I was separate ways. We stayed in contact and kept up with each other's growth and expansion of their families. And visit back and forth through the years.
How about your grandparents? Did you know them?
Yeah, they were a big factor in my life as well, because we used to go out camping a lot with them, and I learned a lot of the native culture from them. The majority of my knowledge of the culture came from them. We had a lot of different campsites for different, you know, we had a fishing camp, and we had a hunting camp, and gathering camp where you caught seaweed and crabs and all the different sea life, you know, the bottom fish. And all this all would, these camps would be one time or another during the summer, depending on what you're going to do.
We're always occupied by us, and we move from place to place as the season, you know, of whatever it is we're at that camp for came up. Salmon or the gathering, and we're always sea bottom clams and crabs and sea cucumber. And we fish for halibut, we fish for salmon. These some of these kinds. And cook them up, and dry them, and can them, right in the tanks. We used to gather, spend all summer gathering a lot of this stuff, and like in the salmon, we'd get, our goal was something like 30 barrels of dried fish. There were wood stave barrels that stood about 2.5 feet high and maybe two foot in diameter. And we fill up 30 of those in the summertime. And then we'd leave them there at the camp and just come out there and use them as we need them. Draw from that stash from that cash flow. And it usually lasts all winter. And we had a lot of other things. We grew a lot of stuff as well. Potatoes, lettuce, cabbage, carrots, turnips, a lot of different vegetables. And there's a lot of fruits too that we, like gooseberries, and there's a lot of wild berries that we pick. Salmon berries. Blueberries, lavenderberries, huckleberry, those are some of the main ones. We put those up in jams and chard. Rhubarb is another one. You know, our child life happened a lot during the Depression. So there wasn't no jobs, there was no... So a lot of this had to happen, like growing of our own stuff, putting up a lot of our stuff for the winter in these camps. Most of the time they weren't working, people weren't working. We used wood stoves. We did have oil stoves, but they were oil cost quite a bit, so we had that. And then we had it available, just that we supplemented the heating system with the wood. And same way as electricity and stuff like that, we were pretty frugal with that. Out of necessity. But as the years went by, you know, then the economy improved and things got better and better and better. During my schooling, I went to Sheldon Jackson High School in Sitka, 4 years high school. Back in 1952 through 56. Typical high school curriculum, you know.
and spring there.
So if you were born in Metlakatla, did your whole family then move to Sitka and then?
No.
Just,
I went to Sheldon Jackson by myself, along with some of the, like, my oldest sister and two oldest brothers went there as well. But the rest of the family stayed home.
Okay.
There was other schools, like Mount Edgecombe, and one of my, the youngest sister and one of the younger brothers went back to that one. It was still in Sitka. There was three high schools there. Sitka High, Mount Edgecombe, and Sheldon Jackson. I went to Sheldon Jackson. Competed with them sports-wise, basketball mainly. And I made the basketball team 4 years that I was there. After I graduated, and I met my wife, I got married. I graduated in 56 and I got married in 1959. And before I went to school, I had a boy and a daughter, an only daughter. And she was just a month old when I went down there. The oldest one was about a year old. We drove down to L.A. from Prince Rupert. My dad took us over on his boat. I had a car. We ferried it over to Prince Rupert and drove all the way to L.A. from there.
Out of really my own curiosity, I was wondering what the, like, the age difference was for all of your siblings, since there's 14 of you.
I'm the oldest, and on the first family, we're all above 60 now.
Okay.
So I would say their range of years is about 8 years in the first family. Second family, they're all a lot younger. They're in the oldest ones in their 40s, yeah. And the youngest in the late 30s, or mid 30s.
About your children, how old are they?
My oldest one is over 40 now. He was born at 60, almost. That's 45. And my youngest is 80s, in his late 30s now. My oldest son, he became a heavy-duty operator, equipment operator, working at a sawmill down there for years. And then with that one, he went back and married a gal back there. Had two girls. My oldest sister didn't have any kids. She's married twice. Didn't have any kids.
whole bunch of kids. Just my youngest sister. And all the rest of my, we had, you know, 3 up to 5 kids apiece.
Given the time frame,
yeah.
I want to stop for today.
Okay.
But thank you very much. This has been fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.